Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jamaatul Muslimin, it gives me a great pleasure and honor to introduce our guest speaker today, Abdulrazak Majal, who is an Al-Azhar graduate. And in line with SANZAF, South African National Zakah Fund's 50th anniversary, the topic and the focus will be on Zakah, inshallah. Jazakallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أبدأ ببسم الله والرحمن وبالرحيم دائم الإحسان فالحمد لله القديم الأول والآخر الباقي بلا تحوله ثم الصلاة والسلام سرمد على النبي خير من قد وحده وآله وصحبه ومن تبع سبيل الدين الحق غير مبتدع وبعد I greet you with the greetings of our forefathers, the greetings of Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, the greetings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, the greeting of Tuan Guru and Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar, the greeting of our grandparents. But more importantly, I greet you with the greetings of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greeting of Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has guided to this, who has guided us to Islam. Wa lawla an hadana Allah. And if it was not for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not have found guidance. We ask and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hour of Jumu'ah and give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be part of the ummah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man la yashkurun nas, la yashkurullah. Whoever does not give thanks or show appreciation to the fellow brother, does not give, nor does that individual shows any appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, we want to show our appreciation to a group of five individuals that 50 years ago had an intention. As we all know the hadith of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of inna a'malul biniyat, that you will be judged according to your intention. Let us not forget words that has been instilled within our community. And as our old people would always say, mark your niya sterk. And this is what they done 50 years ago. 50 years ago, they came together to create an organization, an institution of zakah, an institution that will serve the ummah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of that strong intention, because of that pure intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected this organization and allowed it to flourish from the Cape to each and every part of our republic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them, to bless them, and to let this action weigh heavy on their scales on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we acknowledge that the work of the South African National Zakah Fund, but it does not give us an excuse not to assist the ummah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be part of this ummah is a duty. But before we discuss the duties of this ummah, let us remind ourselves of who our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Al-Imam Ahmad Marzuqi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his poem known as Al-Madhumatul Jannah, states, where he says, نبينا محمد قد أرسل للعالمين رحمة وفضلة, that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy and a blessing to the al-alameen. So what is the al-alameen? Imam Ahmad Dardir in a different poem says, And defines Al-Alameen as Ayma siwa Allah al-Aliyyi al-Alima. Everything in existence besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as Al-Alameen. Meaning that we as Muslims believe that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy and as a blessing to everything in existence. Again, as Muslims, our concepts and our definition of concepts and our articles of belief does not emerge out of a vacuum, but rather it is found and it is embedded within the Quran and the Sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can see this when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in relation to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you except as a mercy to all that is in existence. But one could ask the question, in which aspect do we receive the mercy of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Ta'if to call people towards Islam, and we all know the stories of Ta'if, when our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned to such an extent that his Mubarak blood was dripping from his face, to such an extent that he had to lift up his stop in order to catch his blood. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the two angels of the mountain to descend, and the angels came to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, we were given the command to flatten the city by your command. You give us the go-ahead and we will flatten the city of Ta'if. But what was the response of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The response of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a response of mercy. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave them, for maybe amongst them there will be those that will enter into Islam. And alhamdulillah, today the entire city of Ta'if is 100% Muslim. Let us also look on the day of Fathul Makkah, when Makkatul Makarramah was liberated by our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When one Sahaba remembering the displacement of the Sahaba, remembering the persecution of the Kuffar of Makkah, remembering that Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah was laid on the scorching sand, and the only words which he said was Ahadun Ahad. Remembering Uhud, remembering Badr, the Sahaba said, Innama hadha yawmul malhama. Today is the day of bloodshed. Today is the day of vengeance. But what was the response of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, Innama hadha yawmul marhama. Today is the day of forgiveness. So let us take heed and let us take stock of the words in the Sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter who has harmed you in this world, to forgive and to move on. For wallahi, your forgiveness benefits you much more than anyone else. And let me mention one more example. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle came to him, Abbas, and said that he dreamt of his brother Abu Lahab. We all know the condition of Abu Lahab. We all know the condition of Abu Lahab. And when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle that on every Monday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lessens his punishment, because for one moment he heard that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, for one moment he showed happiness towards our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that simple act, he freed his slave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens his punishment on every Monday. This hadith, which is recorded in Al-Bukhari, was so moving that it moved Al-Imam Nasir al-Din al-Dimashqi to say, إِذَا كَانَ هَذَا كَافِرًا وَجَاءَ ذَنْبُهُ وَتَبَّدْ يَدَاهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ الْمُخَلَّدَةِ. If this is a disbeliever who has been condemned in the Quran while walking on this earth, أَتَاهُ كُلُّ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ دَائِمًا يُخَفِّفُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِالسُّرُورِ بِأَحْمَدَهِ. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens his punishment on every single Monday, because for one moment he was happy at the birth of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Nasruddin al-Dimashqi asks a question. فَمَا ظَنُّ بِالْعَبْدِ الَّذِي عَاشَ عُمْرَهُ بِأَحْمَدٍ مَسْرُورٍ وَمَاتَ مُوَحَّدًا. What do you think of a condition of a person that lives his entire life out of the happiness of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and dies upon his way? Shouldn't the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be greater? But that also instills and shows us and teaches us that we have a duty towards this ummah. And this duty comes also in the form of zakah. Because zakah is a pillar, a rukun of Islam that connects us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an act of worship, but connects us with our fellow brother in Islam in an act of solidarity. It is zakah that has the power and the potential not only to alleviate poverty, but to eradicate poverty. And with that, I would like to quote the South African ambassador in Egypt, when he said that on the day of Eid, the amount of food on the day of Eid, the poverty in Egypt went from 40% to zero on that one single day. That shows the power of zakah. That shows the power of this ummah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It shows when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this ummah as kajasadin wahid, as one body. If one part of the body feels, if one part of the body is affected with pain, the entire body feels it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding, inshaAllah. And it was in the second year after the hijrah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that zakatul fitr became wajib. And as we mentioned, why zakatul fitr is compulsory is that everyone on the day of Eid experience a joyful Eid. That we are all enjoying the day of Eid. 9 years after the hijrah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zakatul mal became obligated. And zakatul mal, in a nutshell, it is sadaqah, or it is that which is wajib upon us to give. As Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, wal ism li akhdhin shay'in makhsus min malin makhsus ala awsaf al-makhsus li ta'ifat al-makhsus. It is the taking of a particular amount of wealth, which is 2.5%, under certain conditions such as the nisab and the hawl, which we will not get into, and given to a specific group of people. And as we mentioned before, and as we all have established, that as Muslims, our lives is governed by the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it comes to the articles and the ahkam and the ruling of zakah, we go back to the sunnah, we go back to the Quran. And when it comes to the aspect of who receive zakatul mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it abundantly clear. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, that zakah is given to the poor, to the needy, those who are in debt, those who are in bondage, and those who have recently entered into Islam. But one point that I would like to touch on, it is those who are fi sabilillah, those who are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this, I would like once again to commemorate the South African National Zakah Fund in their support to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. As Habib Umar Hafidhahullah says, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا جِهَادِ إِلَى يُمِّ الدِّينِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed upon this ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jihad until the end of time. Let us not get confused with the concept and the meaning of jihad. Jihad means to resist. To resist anything and everything that goes against the Quran and the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To resist against everything that wishes and aims to destroy our community, to divide our community, and to bring havoc within our community. And as Imam al-Hujjat al-Islam al-Ghazali says, Al-Akbar al-Jihad huwa al-Jihad al-Nafs. That the greatest form of jihad, the greatest form of resistance is to resist one's own ego, to resist one's own self. So if your form of jihad is to resist spending, then put your hand deep into your pocket. And remember when Sayyidina Asma bint Abi Bakr, when she said, and when she quoted our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, do not for one moment think that when you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your wealth diminish. And do not withhold your wealth. For Allah is in out of fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold His barak and His rizq from you. This is a thing that we must understand. That our rizq comes from Ar-Razzaq. That our sustenance comes from the one who gives us sustenance. Our sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our wealth comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zakah that we have is not our. We are but custodians of it, destined for others. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the wealthy may not merely circulate wealth amongst the rich, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes within this verse that Islam uproots the idea that the rich getting richer at the expense of the poor. That Islam opposes the accumulation and the concentration of wealth within a minority. And let us remember that Islam promotes and allows the selling of staple food, but not at the expense of the poor. What we are trying to say is that Islam is in a holistic economical system that allows profit, that allows us to, allows enterprise, allows capital gain, but not at the expense of your fellow brother in Islam. Because at the end of the day, we are one community. We are one community. And that establishes when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this ummah is ka jasad al-wahid, that we are like one, sorry, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mu'minun, that the believers are like one body. If one part of the body feels it, every single part feels it. When our brothers and sisters were killed, and when the genocide in Bosnia took place, we felt it. And we all know what took place in Bosnia. Where mass graves the size of this mosque was digged, and sons and fathers were forced into those holes. Simply because they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Simply because they believed in Islam. Fathers and sons, and even with their grandfathers, were shot and killed in Bosnia. When our brothers and sisters were in occupation in Afghanistan, we felt it. We felt and we still feel the occupation and the genocide of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. This concern that which we have is a testimony for the iman in our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us, insha'Allah ta'ala, to assist our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And to conclude, what we're hearing in Gaza and what we're hearing in Palestine is what we have heard in Buka. What we are hearing in Gaza is what we have heard in the Constantiaberg Mountains. What we are hearing in Gaza is what we have heard in Simonstown. What we are hearing in Gaza is what we hear every single Thursday night. What we're hearing in Gaza is what this community reads. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes our community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes our forefathers when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ. And that the people will say to them that the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has amassed against you. فَحْشَوْهُمْ. So fear them. But what was the response? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased the iman. وَقَالُوا, and they said, وَقَالُوا حَزْبُنَ اللَّهُ wa ni'mal wakil. They said, enough is Allah as my sustainer. Enough is Allah as my protector. Enough is Allah as my wakil. This is what we as the Muslim community in Cape Town inherited from our forefathers. When Islam was made illegal to be practiced in the colonial ages, our forefathers still practiced the Islam out of defiance, but out of obligation and duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, zakah is a duty upon every single person who has an excess of wealth to help and assist your brother and sister in Islam. It is your duty. It is your responsibility. And remember that zakah not only purifies you, it purifies your soul. It purifies your wealth. And zakah is an act not only of worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have mentioned, but it is an act of brotherhood amongst the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And time has run out, but I would like to make a small address to those whose beards are still black, who is still in their youth. And that is the message that we have received from a person by the name of Umar Mukhtar. Umar Mukhtar said, "Inna ummata Muhammada," that verily the nation of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "lan nastaslim," that we will never ever surrender. We will never ever give up. And that is what you should and must implement in your life. No matter how difficult school is, don't give up. No matter how difficult work is, don't give up. Because your forefathers never gave up. So honor their legacy. Honor them by persevering. Honor them in becoming the better version of yourself. And as Abu Ubaidah says, فَإِنَّهُ لَجِهَادٍ, verily this ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will resist. Nasrun, victory on the battlefield. أَمْ istishhad, or martyrdom upon it. وَآخْرُ دَعْوَانَا هُمَّنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أبدأ ببسم الله والرحمن وبالرحيم دائم الإحسان. فالحمد لله القريم الأول والآخر الباقي بلا تحوله، ثم الصلاة والسلام سرمد على النبي خير من قد وحده وآله وصحبه ومن تبع سبيل الدين الحق غير مبترع. القائل أول الناس به يوم القيامة أكثرهم عليه الصلاة، فاللهم صل وسلم على هذا النبي وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، وقال الله تعالى: واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. يا عباد الله، توبوا إلى الله، وقال النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير خطائين توابون. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن الكريم، ونفعنا وإياكم بآياتي وذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله، أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروه فإنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده لا شريك له، له ملك وهو الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله، خاتم النبيين والمرسلين. وبعد، فيا عباد الله، إن الدنيا دار الممر، وإن الآخرة دار المقر. فخذوا من ممركم إلى مقركم ما يليق بمسلم، واعلموا أنكم ستموتون كما تنامون، وستبعثون كما سيستيقظون. وقال الله تعالى: ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. فقال النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة ولا فخر. وقال النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: وولاي الحمد بيده يوم القيامة ولا فخر. فصلوا على البشير النذير، فقد أمر الله تعالى بذلك بقوله: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق وهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ورضوان الله عن الخلفاء الأربعة، على سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى سيدنا عمر الفاروق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى سيدنا عثمان ذو نورين رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى سيدنا علي كرم الله وجهه رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم عزة الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عزة الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عزة الإخواننا في الغزة وفي فلسطين، اللهم عزة الإخواننا في الغزة وفي فلسطين، وأيهدهم يا الله بنصرك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في مسجد الأقصى، اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في مسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم انصرنا فإنك خير الناصرين، وافتح لنا يا الله فإنك خير الفاتحين، واغفر لنا يا الله فإنك خير الغافرين، وارحمنا يا الله فإنك خير الراحمين، وارزقنا يا الله فإنك خير الرازقين، واهدنا يا الله، واهدنا ونجينا من القوم الظالمين. يا عباد الله، إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكره يذكركم، ولذكر الله أولى وأكبر وأجمل شيء في الوجود. ولا تنسى، ولا تنسى أن الله يعلم ما تصنعون، والله يعلم ما تصنعون، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. أنا أقولك الحمد لله. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Inshallah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We just want to make a small announcement that the South African National Zakat Fund team is outside. If there's any question or any form of assistance that you would like to offer, the team will be there to assist, inshallah. Hayakum Allah. Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله نسألك باسمك الأعظم وبصفاتك العلا وبأسمائك الحسنى أن تنور قلوبنا بالقرآن
وتنور قلوبنا بحب النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله نسألك أن تنور قلوبنا بشهر رمضان، نسألك يا الله أن تنور قلوبنا بشهر رمضان. اللهم عزة لإخواننا في غزة وفي فلسطين، اللهم عزة لإخواننا في غزة وفي فلسطين، وأيدهم يا الله بنصرك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم عزة المجاهدين، اللهم عزة المجاهدين، اللهم عزة المجاهدين في كل مكان برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيته فيها السلام، والآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.